context. I really appreciate thinking about context, historical circumstance and surroundings, immediate and near and far surroundings. Let's talk about Obama mania for a moment in the context of the organization merits of President-elect Barack Obama. We all have heard about his cutting his teeth on community organization in addition to the law school, in addition to teaching constitutional law, et cetera. But in Chicago, let's pause for a moment and consider the words People United to Save Humanity, Operation Breadbasket, the Black Panther Party, the Nation of Islam, Jesse Jackson, Fred Hampton, Elijah Muhammad, Louis Farrakhan, Mayor Daley, the father, not the son. Chicago has always been a hotbed of community organization, community strife, community protest, community killings. Think of the Haymarket riots. But I digress because some of you may not remember that. But in the recent 20, 30, 40-year history, Jesse Jackson's Operation Breadbasket, which became People United to Humanity, his Saturday meetings, community organization meetings on how to improve the plight of oppressed peoples, the Nation of Islam and its headquarters in Chicago. Regardless of what one might think about the Nation of Islam, there's no debate that it has been helpful for some people, some families. From an economic circumstance, very helpful for some people. In fact, the Nation of Islam, as some of you may know, is the only nationwide black, has the only nationwide black paper. Think about that. Nationwide, you can purchase Muhammad, which used to be called Muhammad Speaks, now the Final Call, nationwide. Where did they, how were they able to create, identify those printing presses, distribute the paper nationwide? The Black Panther Party, Fred Hampton, free breakfast programs, the 10-point platform, the killing of Fred Hampton. I mention these facts to say that Chicago has always been a historical marker, a benchmark for community organization attempts. And for Barack Obama to have emerged out of that thriving and creative cauldron, that, let's just say, that arena of social conflict is not surprising. The Robert P. Taylor Home is one of the largest housing projects in the nation. The Blackstone Rangers. So there have been and were many opportunities for Barack Obama to craft his community organization skills. Much needed to be done in Chicago. Much remains to be done in Chicago. But it's important to reflect, as everyone is thinking and talking about the historical legacy and where does the President-elect Obama fit into the American tradition, we need not look far. Chicago has been the home, the Jane Addams, the creation of the social work movement. We need not look far for why it's not perhaps a surprise that someone should emerge again out of the Chicago stockyard, out of the Chicago streets, out of the Chicago overhead cable car railways. You've seen the pictures of the subways that are elevated in Chicago. It should not come as no surprise that someone like Barack Obama should once again carry on that tradition of Chicago. And need I say, if you, for those of you that are into history, look up the word disciple, 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 the Disciple Museum. Research who founded Chicago. Take care.